CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
I thought I'd throw this one out there. Were you affected by Ansett going bust?
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe it's been 15 years since the airline?
That was 15 years ago,
2002.
Because that was, it was Qantas and there was Ansett.
They were the two big ones
back in the day, weren't they?
I think there might have been another one in the mix, but yeah, Qantas.
I think they were the main ones. And then later on, I mean, Jetstar and Tiger and all that came later.
The cheaper airlines.
I mean, there's Virgin, but, you know, they were.
Yeah. 15 years. And interesting because around about the time that it happened, I was playing under 16s basketball and I was playing for WA and we had a tournament on in Brisbane and we were going to fly Ansett. And then out of nowhere, it all happened around about that time we were due to make our flight. They pulled the pin on Ansett and we had to get a bus. We had to get two buses from Perth, drive across the Nullarbor, no stops, just all day, all night, all the way to Brisbane for our basketball tournament.
I could not think of anything worse.
Because I thought I hit the big time with basketball. I was going to get flights to Brisbane, the whole deal. Next thing I'm on some coach.
How long is that drive?
Three to four days.
3 to 4 days?
Yeah, non-stop. Non-stop.
Why didn't you just get another flight?
Oh, I didn't. I was 16. I wasn't running it.
That sounds horrific. My auntie.
I think the cost was going to be too much.
My auntie was a flight attendant with Ansett, and she got laid off.
Really?
Yeah. When that happened, I still remember it.
And so, what did she move into?
I think she tried. She picked up like casual work at I can't remember what airlines, but she never ever got a full time job again.
Well, look at the picture of these Ansett pilots. Look how happy they are back in happier times at Ansett. You know, they've got work. There they are, flying the skies.
Oh, that guy's got a good tash.
Does he? Which one? Oh, yeah, he does
too. He looks like my dad, Big Steve.
He's a full stereotypical kind of pilot.
Isn't he?
He's got the moustache going on.
Kind of like Tom Selleck.
Jamie was telling me, my fiancée was telling me last night, she went to an all-girls school, a private school, and she said that some of the pilots had to pull their daughters out of school because when they lost their jobs, they couldn't afford the private.
Yeah, that was massive in the country, wasn't it?
Schools.
That was a huge thing.
How embarrassing for those girls to be taken out.
I think how sad.
I know.
Like, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty full on. But yeah, 15 years, so the anniversary, now, in 2017.
I wonder if they'd ever come back.
It's hard to compete with the likes of Tiger, Jetstar, these.
Tiger and Jetstar are all owned by the same people now.
Well, they had flights. Ansett had flights. If you wanted to go from Sydney to Melbourne, now on a good day, about $69, $79.
That's pretty
good. Yeah, back then, $180 was the cheapest for Ansett. So.
Really? And that's 15 years ago. Oh, no wonder they went bust.
Yeah. should have lowered your prices.
Even the pilot couldn't afford to fly himself.
Bree and Gaundy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.
Just talking about Ansett, it's been 15 years since the airline went bust in 2002. And we put it out there, 13, 12, 16, if you were affected by it. My fiancée, Jamie, was saying that there was girls at her private school that had to be pulled out of the school because the pilots couldn't afford to send them there anymore.
Well, there'd be all these extra pilots and they probably wouldn't have been able to find jobs for quite a while.
Well, that's true. I'd move overseas. Would you move overseas and have a crack over
there? Yeah, I'm sure some people probably had to.
Your auntie was an air hostess for Ansett?
Yeah, she was a hostie. And
is that
she
Jules?
No.
Wasn't Auntie Jules. She would have been looser. That would have been a great plane to be on.
I don't think she would have been able to get her wings. There would have been too many Mile High Club incidences.
So true. Julie's in Terrigal giving us a call this morning. Morning, Jules.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Well, you were loving us reminiscing about Ansett. You used to work for the company.
I did, yes. I was a flight attendant with them for 16 years. And I was just reminiscing on my way to work when you were talking about it and just thinking about how there is quite a few Ansett staff that still live on the coast.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and we have a catch-up every year, an annual catch-up. We go down to Des Moines. But, yeah, the old flight attendants all catch up and, you know, as you said, reminisce about the good old days and the days of flying and all the shenanigans that used to go on back then.
Oh, can you tell us any shenanigans?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, just give us something. Give us one.
There was just some, you know, amazing, when you say, you know, I heard you saying about, you know, the expense and cost of it. We used to, you know, class ourselves as sort of like the fine dining of the airline. It was always, you know, pretty impressive. And we used to, you know, there was always a lot of high flyers and you know, famous people that used to travel with us back then. But
who? Like
most
who,
famous
Julie?
Person you met, Jules? Who were you doing there?
okay, God, that's bringing back, trying to bring back some memories. There was Tina Turner.
Okay,
that's
big.
Tina, yeah.
Yeah, there was, who did I have? John Elliott back in the day. There was all the politicians. They used to do a lot of you know, Canberra flights. There was, a lot of the girls would have some amazing memories. I've got some old Ansett envelopes with signatures on them, and
I wish Ansett was still around, Julie. They probably wouldn't take helicopters everywhere.
Yeah, save us a bit of money.
You really went from Tina Turner to politicians. There's a big gap in between there.
Tina Turner's very good.
A lot of amazing people used to travel back then. I suppose because there was only the two airlines, it was not much choice. But it was lovely to hear you talking about it. It did bring back some wonderful memories.
Can I ask, what did they tell you at the time when you lost your job? So you're high flying, you're loving the job, you're in the air, you're hanging with Tina Turner and the Pollies, and then what did they tell you when it all went bust?
Did you see it coming?
Look, believe it or not, at the time, I just started maternity leave in the early days. I was having, pregnant with my second child, but I just, we would go to work and there was all this strange, you know how you get that vibe that something's not right? And then they'd stop flights just occasionally and you'd wonder what was going on. And then we heard that Air New Zealand were taking parts, aeroplane parts and whatnot. So, services were disrupted and whatnot. And then slowly, I think, the memories were just, they would say that the finances had just come to an end and, it was just a crumbling airline. And then the two gentlemen that were going to try and take it over, I don't know if you remember, Solomon, I think his name was, back then they were trying to, get together enough finances to bring it back together. So we all were so excited and thought we all had our jobs back again. And then, the final straw was, they sort of said that they weren't prepared to put in any extra money, and that was it. It was sold, off to New Zealand.
And it's been holiday ever since for you, hey, Jules?
Yeah. I wish it was. No, I was really lucky. I'm one of the ones. There was some sort of sad stories. Some girls and guys did end up flying again. But, I was pregnant at the time, but I ended up starting my own business and still doing that 15 years later. So it's good.
Oh, well, congrats. Thanks for calling our show. Did you ever come across Bree's auntie? She was probably the fun one in the sky. What was
I think everyone in Ansett was fun. That's possibly why they did go broke.
Bree and Gaundy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.
So I've had a few people tag me in an ad that was on Facebook in the last couple of days. And I feel like a massive company has stolen one of my ideas.
All right, so you're about to go head-to-head with a company here.
A massive company in Australia.
I know we said Hamish and Andy half took the chicken idea when we did the chicken suit thing, and then they had this chicken competition, so they sort of half stole that idea. But I can swear there was another company that you claimed took an idea.
I've got great ideas all the time. I can't keep track of all of them, Gaundy.
Well, who's this one? What's going down with this
Streets.
One? Streets, the ice cream company.
The ice cream company, Magnum.
Love a good ice cream.
Magnum have come out, Gordy.
Hey, hang on. Are they the ones getting smaller by 20%?
Yes, that's them. That wasn't my idea, people. Don't be messaging me about that.
Blame Brie for that.
That was not my idea. But I want to bring up, I found this piece of audio. Well, producer H found it. This was in January when we spoke to the guy, the guy who created the Gaynetto?
Cornetto and a Golden Gator.
Yeah, and he created the Gaynetto for Streets.
Yep.
And this is the idea I pitched to him when we had him on our show in January. Jesse,
yeah.
I want to put something to you that I've been trying to campaign just in my life for a long time that I feel like Streets need to come out with this. What about red velvet ice cream? Yes, we need it.
Is it like a cherry ripe? Or
so,
what is it?
Red velvet. It'd be
which is one of my favourite cakes.
Cake,
which is like a cream cheese ice cream mixed with red velvet cake bits inside of it. Oh.
Okay. Yep. I will. Yep.
He's the man.
Yep.
If anyone's going to do it, it's Jesse.
Honestly,
I will do it for you.
If you get this over the line, I don't think you understand how much it will mean to me.
So you pitched it to him to take to Streets.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the ball rolling.
All I wanted was maybe, a mention that it was my idea or something.
Designed by Brie.
Magnum, March 5th. This is the post. Introducing the new Magnum Red Velvet.
Happy with that.
Come
We're
on.
Through to Streets. We've got through to Streets.
They've taken my idea on board.
Do you think it all stems off the back of our mate Jesse James taking it to them back in January?
I bet no one has ever had that idea before. It was definitely me that came up with it first.
So, what's your take on it then? Are you happy that the Streets have ran with the idea, or are you mad that you're not getting the props that you feel you deserve?
I feel like I'm, Yeah, I'm torn between both because now I just want to try the delicious treat.
Well, do we boycott it and say no?
Can we ring Streets?
If you want.
I'd like to call them up and just ask the question. Who came up with it there?
I don't think they're going to give you the credit.
What if Jesse...
It's like those twins, right, when Zuckerberg stole Facebook.
This is the exact same!
It's just like that. I mean, he paid off those Winklevoss twins.
I deserve millions.
You want a payment.
I deserve millions.
You want to get that.
I'll take millions of the red velvet ice cream as payment.
Bree and Gaundy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.
One of the weirdest things I've seen on eBay for a while, a lady over in the UK is trying to sell her used breast implants on eBay.
So had them put in.
So she had... breast implants put in.
Put in.
8 months later.
Took them out.
She decides, I want them bigger. So she gets those cups, that cup size breast implant taken out. She gets new ones put in. She goes, what am I going to do with these old ones?
Well, which is the expensive part? Is it the actual implants themselves or getting the procedure done?
I think both are expensive.
Because it's what, $10,000, $15,000, isn't it?
Oh, well, I guess the surgery part's probably the most expensive.
But if you can get the...
silicon?
I was about
is that what it is these days?
I was about to say...
what?
I was about to say fun bags.
The fun bags for free, then why not?
Well, how much are they going for on eBay?
Well, user cat underscore 12345 wants £200, which is about $350 Australian.
Okay, that's
sounds cheap. Oh, no, sorry, my mistake. They're 11 months old.
Right.
Motiva implants.
So what, does she just rinse them off?
Away
you go.
Apparently that... I've read on here that the surgeons are saying, we're not going to put those into anyone. They're used breast implants.
Well, that's the thing, yeah.
They classify them as surgical waste. Once they've been inside of someone, they can't use them again. They're not reusable.
I'd love to see that meeting with the doctor where whoever has bought these rocks up and goes, I'd like to get some breast implants.
I'll bring my own.
Here's some BYO.
BYO breasts.
Yeah, that I'd like to run with, if you're cool
with
that.
Where'd you get them? Off eBay. I got a really good deal on shipping.
It was great.
It didn't cost me very much.
I mean, Pamela Anderson could have made a stack back in the day with the amount of time she changed.
See, if she could have, you know, recycled, she could have just resold them. It says here that they are in excellent condition and she is offloading them after changing my implants for a different size. She also has added in the description on eBay, gives you that beautiful cleavage look.
As they do.
Just to sell them, you know. Apparently she's had quite a few inquiries.
Was she single or in a relationship at the time?
That doesn't specify on eBay.
I just wonder how often they've been...
played with.
Yes.
I mean, how used are they?
Of course.
You know, you don't want to buy secondhand breast implants if they've got, you know, 100 Ks on them.
You know, if she's 20 years into a marriage and there's nothing happening between them, I mean, they're hardly used.
Have they been motorboated before?
Well, I don't know.
You need to know stuff like that.
You took it there. You really. I mean, yeah.
Well, it's all wear and tear.
It's all wear and tear
on the product.
Yes.
Have you ever seen something weirder than that on eBay? Because there's some weird stuff that people try and sell.
I thought they put a stop to a lot of stuff.
Did they?
Yeah.
Do you remember that toss?
Can't put food on.
Really? No, can't put food on anymore.
You know when those people find Jesus in a piece of toast?
Yes.
When they say, oh, this toast looks like Jesus. Can't put that on there.
What about like the breath of air from Justin Bieber and they put it in a jar and sold it on eBay?
They do too.
That was a weird one. Would anyone be willing to pitch in to buy them?
How much are they again?
$350-ish.
What do I get out of it?
I mean, you get to say that you bought some on eBay. Rach, you're not down with it.
No.
I love to buy weird stuff off eBay.
Can my fiance have them? She doesn't need them. I'm just saying. I mean, I've got to get something.
As a backup
I'm just saying, if I'm going to chip in, you know, no point going your way.
Oh, why?
What's in it for me? Just buy them yourself.
You get to say you own them.
Oh, yeah, I own them.
Yeah.
Bree and Gaundy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.
Had a great night last night, didn't we? Producer Rachel's birthday yesterday, 22 years old.
Jeez, the people at your place, Rachel. I didn't realise it was a whole family affair.
Yeah.
I knew it was a family affair. I thought we were going to be on the back deck sort of casual thing, and I walk in and everyone's sitting down having a... getting amongst it, having a dinner, which was great, you know? It was awesome. Hey, can I ask, was your, because this is an interesting one. I don't know, do you know about this? Mary, your mum,
yes,
has a new boyfriend,
yes,
right, who's the neighbour.
Yeah. Yeah, how but long's that been going on for?
Since New Year's.
Okay, so yeah. It's fairly new.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice but guy.
Really nice guy. But lives with, Mary still lives with her ex-partner.
Yes.
So your her ex-partner.
Mary lives in the downstairs and Rachel's stepdad lives in the upstairs.
Was he there last night?
No, he was okay. At squash.
Okay, good. That worked out well. Or does everyone get along?
I don't think
everyone gets along.
Everyone gets along. Yeah. Is it not a weird situation? Am I the only one that finds it a bit strange?
Yeah.
I think they're good friends now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does the new boyfriend feel? I asked him the other night, actually. How does the new boyfriend feel?
Isn't he the next door neighbour?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a Brady Bunch weird. Like this. I don't know what situation's going down.
No, everyone's pretty much fine. The two of them are fine together.
It's a modern family.
It's big time modern family. I got Jamie's ex-boyfriend in the spare room.
No,
from
not
5 years ago. It's fine. We all get along, guys. It's great. But anyway, her new boyfriend, yeah, he's a seafood supplier.
Yes.
And he stocked us up with some good oysters last night. You were oyster eater, Bree.
No.
You don't like the oysters? You're oyster eater, Rach?
No. I like oysters, Kilpatrick. But
oh, so it needs to be cooked and stuff?
It needs to be have the bacon on it.
Well, I made the mistake last night of downing about 10 of these fresh oysters.
So Jamie got lucky.
Me, her, and her ex-boyfriend. It was
aphrodisiac.
Great. I made the mistake, and I'm interested to find out if there's a YouTube video on this. Mm-hmm. I made the mistake of eating 10 of these bad boys mixed with a nice cold can of Coke. Oh man.
I just think any seafood mixed with anything else isn't a great idea.
But the fizziness of the Coke and the oysters all together piled in
Coke
with
Coke and boogers, and it's all wrapped in one.
Yes. Anyway, I thought I could do a little social experiment just through the show this morning.
Oh, God.
So I've got some fresh oysters.
You're not going to eat them right now.
No, I'm just going to pour some Coke on the top.
Oh.
And then I wanted to see what happened by the end of the show if we closed the container, because I imagine that's what went down in my stomach last night.
What kind of Coke?
I've gone with I was drinking normal Coke last night, but this is a Diet Coke. Does it matter?
Well, you've already ruined the experiment.
Why? Does it matter, does it?
Haven't you guys seen, have you seen
I'll get a normal Coke then. I'll go to the vending machine and do a normal Coke.
Have you seen on Facebook, it's doing the rounds at the moment, two pans.
I did see
and
that.
And they cook off both cans of Coke, one normal, one Coke Zero.
That's what gave me this idea.
And normal Coke turns into like a sticky paste and Coke Zero just disintegrates into nothing.
Yeah, so the regular Coke's all sugar, right? It's like a sugary paste.
So it turns into like a caramelly sugar syrup.
That doesn't mean the other one's good for you, though, does it?
Well, they say Coke Zero is worse.
Because it's got the artificial
flavors
and stuff in it.
The amount of artificial stuff they have to put into it to make it like that.
Why didn't I think it would affect this experiment? We'll get some regular Coke and we'll try. Can you try one oyster this morning?
I am not eating an oyster this morning. I will throw up everywhere.
When was the last time you ate a regular oyster?
I eat oysters Kilpatrick every now and then. I don't think I've ever had just one by itself, and I won't do it. You can't make me.
I'm not going to make you. Listen.
I'm panicking. I'm already panicking.
The years of us making Bree do things is slowly coming out.
I don't
out.
Trust anyone.
I said no, and you can't make me.
Bree and Gaundy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.
Just want to run this story by you and see what your take on this is. It happened in Bali. Happened to a New Zealand guy.
Okay.
And this New Zealand man is claiming while on holiday in Bali, he was reportedly kidnapped and forced to play a card game that swindled him out of $2,000. Okay?
Okay.
Now, look, I'm not saying this is or isn't true. All I'm reading is the facts off the article and I'm trying to paint my own picture here.
It already sounds dodgy, but okay.
This is what he says. A local man was approached for a friendly chat, but things quickly turned scary when the man was locked in a car. He was taken to a remote location and forced to partake in a betting card game. I shouldn't laugh. I've been to Bali, all right?
It is pretty dodgy.
It is, but you know when and when not to get into someone's car. If someone's saying...
Yeah, but I'm taking that he was forced.
No, he wasn't forced.
Okay.
Okay, so the man's wife spoke on his behalf because he was too traumatised to talk about the whole situation. But apparently these guys approached him and they said that they had a sister who was moving to Auckland and they could tell this guy was from New Zealand and they said, oh, we've got our sister, she's moving to Auckland. Would you mind coming with us and coming and having a chat to her about what it's like in New Zealand? And this man, being as nice as he is,
Good Samaritan, he
obliged and jumped in the car, he told his wife.
Yep.
So they drove him to a property where they forced him to play a card game. They took him inside, sat him down and said they wouldn't let him leave. Inside the house, they had to keep playing the game where they told him he was winning and he should keep betting and betting and betting. And all of a sudden, $2,000 gone, went to the ATM, took out a whole bunch of other cash, mm-hmm. which I have heard of happening. Happened to one of my mates in Thailand.
In a card game.
Not in a card game. Not in a card game.
That they were forced into.
Not in a card game. No, he actually got mugged by ladyboys in Thailand.
Which, to be honest, I have heard that happening, and this guy is an idiot.
This guy that got mugged of $2,000. This one that's been just...
He wasn't mugged. He said he played a card game and lost it.
Well, and here's the thing. As I read the details, because this guy can't talk for himself, but this is all his wife relaying the information, I just wonder, has he ducked off, had a big one in Bali, spent a couple of grand, come back and made up this elaborate
story? What do you
story?
Mean, has he? Of course he has.
Well, how can you tell?
The guy's an idiot. Why wouldn't he just say, if he was going to make up a story, why wouldn't he just say he was mugged and they took $2,000?
Well, I mean, if the details are true, then you just go with what the how the story played out, I guess.
I don't believe one word of that.
Look, this last line's great. He just tried to do everything he could to get out at this stage because, you know, he was just trying to do the right thing. But they took him to the ATM and took him for every last dollar he had, his wife said. I don't know.
Oh, wow. And also the six ladies that were found in his hotel room were just helping him. They were cleaners and they were helping him clean the apartment.
I mean, they were forced upon him, you know?
Yes,
he
had no choice
but
to hook up with all of them.
Bree and Gaundy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.
For everything Adele.
Hello.
It's me. Only on CFM.
Round two of this game, Bree. We played it yesterday. It's back again today.
This is your chance to win gold seats at this Friday show.
These tickets go for a cool $310 a piece.
Each.
So it's a $620 concert viewing right there. I mean, they're good tickets. It's our gold circle. We're doing it on Friday. We give this thing away. So there's going to be 8 people in the draw. So far, we've got how many? 5.
We've got 5 people in the draw.
This is our 6th.
So this will be the 6th.
Oh, I'm nervous for these people.
So we're going to get an Adele song, and these two people on the line right now are going to have to go word for word.
For the lyrics, yeah.
The lyrics.
We'll play a piece of the Adele song. They go back to back word for word until someone bombs out. This is how we find the true Adele fans. Katrina, are you a true Adele fan?
I think so.
Come on, Katrina.
That's
you got this
attitude.
This morning.
I think so. You can do it. You know Adele songs though, right?
I do, yes.
All right. You've got Gavin in Berkeley Vale this morning.
Morning, Gav.
Good morning. How are we?
Very well. Are you keen for some Adele on Friday night?
I would be, yeah. It'd be a very awesome show, I feel.
All right, guys.
I've heard it's good.
Good luck this morning. Who are we starting with?
I think Katrina is going to kick it off. So we're going to play a piece of the song.
Yes.
And then, Katrina, you say the first word that comes after the piece of song, okay?
And just take a breath. You know, don't get caught up in the confusion of it all. Just listen to the lyrics and then think.
I find singing it in your head helps a lot.
Okay,
right?
We go word for word.
Here we go.
Here comes the first part. Here we go.
Such a...
Hang on a sec. Yeah. All right, here we go, guys. Good luck.
Such a difference between us and a million miles.
All right, there we go.
All right, Katrina.
And a million miles.
Hello.
From?
The?
Other?
Side.
Next. 3. Come on, Gav. 2.
Hold on, wait. Give him a chance. Gav, do you know the next word?
Hello.
That is incorrect.
Katrina!
You've
got that chance in the gold pass!
Yeah, you do. Was it I? Is it I?
It was I.
Yes, I was the word.
So the next line was, I must have called 1,000 times.
That was the word we were looking for, Gav.
Unlucky, Gav. Nice work.
You did well. You got through them pretty well.
A lot better than the one word we got through yesterday.
Yeah. I just loved the part. We got past the big part of the song and then it was
seriously,
into the next
I'm the
bit,
same.
So.
I don't know the lyrics really to any song.
Gav, thanks for calling, mate.
Thanks, Gav.
No worries, thank you.
And Katrina, you are one step closer to the goal pass drawn this
Friday.
Only
8 people in the draw, Katrina.
That's it.
8 people. Awesome.
8 people.
Good luck for Friday.
Thank you.
More chances tomorrow here at sea.
Bree and Gaundy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.
The saddest dinner you've ever had.
Okay.
As in, I told you the other night about a dinner that I created for myself. I haven't been to the shops, the grocery store in about 3 weeks. And I just didn't feel like going out to get some food. And I was so lazy that I created, I think it's the saddest and the most grim dinner I've ever had in the last couple of years.
Well, what you say is sad and grim, I say, let's party.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. You tell me what it is. I'm down with this sort of stuff.
I had some stale crackers.
Well, general crackers is good. I don't know about stale.
They'd been open for a couple of weeks, so they weren't the freshest.
Yep.
I then had a can of tuna, so a bit of protein.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that. Some cheese that was questionable. But I do like cheese. But, I mean, mouldy cheese you can eat, so I thought it was okay. And some cocktail onions.
All mixed together.
No, just on a, just kind of like a platter, like on a plate.
Right, on a platter that's going to make you sick at some point.
Probably.
Yeah.
But then I feel like this is kind of a bit of a trend that I've started lately. I think, like, I need to start picking up the adultness because then a couple of nights before that I just had a stick of garlic bread.
Yeah, but you live by yourself. You live by yourself, so it's all right.
Is it okay? And then you said to me, you go, oh, I actually had a bag of Doritos for dinner.
And a Mars bar.
And a Mars bar.
Well, when Jamie's not around to sort of help me.
What?
Need.
You go all bachelor.
Oh, sometimes laziness just really takes over for me. And I just go, well, there's some Doritos. I'll have some of those just to tie me over till dinner. And next thing I've eaten the whole packet and topped it off with a Mars bar for dessert. I mean,
that's not great.
No, it is.
Yes, it's great. But it also.
If you asked, you know what my problem is? I am 13-year-old me trapped inside my 30-year-old body. Where back when I was 13, if I had the cash to go and get dinner, I would have gone and got some Doritos and a Mars bar. I haven't evolved beyond that, and now I've got the money.
You're still a caveman, yes.
I've got the money to do that. So, you know, that's what I
remember when we used to do the Bachelor food test.
Yes.
We used to test out food options that bachelors would probably be having.
Well, the ones that you see at the supermarket, like the shepherd's pie in a can.
Like, is that any good?
Well, we put some. What was the one and those other ones that you see?
Spam.
Yeah, that's spam's an easy go-to. What about the pre-made burgers in the boxes that you see in the frozen section of the supermarket?
Oh, that one nearly made me gag, that roll that you made me eat that time. I'd take the cocktail onions any day.
We opened it up. Just the smell of it was enough to put you off.
It was. It was rancid. It smelled like dog food.
But there'd be truckies who would down that stuff like it's nothing on the road. You know, if you're popping into a servo here and there, and it's all you can sort of do. Felicity's called us on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Flick.
Morning.
Are you there?
Hello.
Are you getting in on this?
Hello, yes.
Yeah, what have you done?
The dinner?
Yeah.
Yes. What's your saddest dinner, Flick?
We go to chicken chip sandwiches.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Flick. I'm keen for the. That's delicious.
That involves.
Go to family dinner chicken chip sandwiches.
Are we talking hot chips, Flick?
No, chicken chips. Chicken Smith's crisps.
Oh. She's talking a packet of chips on 2 pieces of bread. I've heard that's delicious.
Yeah, I used to do that after school as well.
Huh? You did?
Yeah, it's just carbs on carbs on carbs, isn't it? I mean, it's not bad, is it? I had a mate that he doesn't mind a meat pie sandwich, so he'll get a meat pie and put it in between 2 pieces of bread, chop it in half and have the sandwich. And I said, mate, the pastry is the bread. That's what holds the stuff in the pie together. You don't need the bread.
Seriously, I don't know how some people are adults. I don't know how I haven't set my apartment on fire yet. I honestly don't know how.
Because you're not doing any cooking.
That's very true.
Bree and Gaundy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.